This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's on the agenda this hour on the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, the radio piece of that network? I happen to be the host, Kevin Jackson. You want to reach us, 844-551-8255. Our sponsors for the show are all at the network, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. Got a lot of cool things coming up. We currently offer a way for you to reduce your prescription drug costs substantially by visiting that website, and we'll have a few other things for you. Everything we do is tested by me, other people in the organization, and then we pass it on, and it's generally going to save you money and offer some sort of a convenience for you. So I hope you will look into that. So what's on the agenda? Generally, I launch into whatever I decide to talk about in a particular segment. But and then occasionally I will say, well, let's do a setup segment because there's so much, and there is so much in the news. I talked in the previous hour about DeSantis and 60 Minutes and what that means in terms of this fight against the Wu flu and the scourge. And congratulations to Governor Ron DeSantis because he's a stud. Aren't that many people willing to stand up for us? What about, oh, United's got a new policy. We'll talk about that this hour. They're still finding sex traffickers and drugs and terrorists coming into America at the border. So maybe we'll cover a little bit more Biden's border policy. Maybe Hunter Biden. Talk about him. He says he's innocent. They're going to find him, you know, that he didn't do anything wrong. We talked about him a couple days ago. Maybe there's a little more to that. Speaking of illegals, I mentioned before, probably a few weeks ago, there are apps to teach illegals how to stay away from authorities. Then, of course, there's all the news we no longer talk about, like the bomber who killed 10 people, or the guy who shot 10 people in Boulder, Colorado, the Muslim terrorist, a Syrian who did it because Joe Biden bombed Syria, but nobody's talking about that. Or what about the two Uber girls who took a plea? So they killed a Pakistani guy making a living, a 69-year-old man who came to this country to make a living. The true American dream. They killed him, and that's going to disappear into the woodwork because it doesn't fit the narrative. Or the people who kill cops, and there's all these other stories. Those just go away. If it were the time of Trump, you could bet a lot of these stories wouldn't go away. Can bet on that. How about a little inside baseball? Greg Gutfeld launched his late-night talk show. I'm going to give you guys a little insight. Our team is launching a late-night talk show, and I will tell you this. It's going to be weekly, though, to start. Gutfeld can do his daily because he's got the big money of the Fox people behind him. So here's some inside baseball. And I'm going to tell you this, and you know, you may have different feelings about it, and that's okay. We can have different feelings about it, but I don't find Gutfeld that funny and that entertaining. He's humorous, and he's quick. But what I would tell people that really know comedy, I would say, with Gutfeld, you can tell he's staging the comedy. You can feel it. You see him working hard at it. A real comedian, they've either gone over the material a lot, and maybe that's it's a testament that Gutfeld doesn't have enough time to go over his material, but real comedians are on the fly. I wish, you know, one of these days we're going to tape a session where I show you how guys get together and you create a show or you create a concept or you go over material, and you'll see what I'm talking about. You shouldn't see the comedy coming, and you shouldn't be working so hard at it, trying to make people, hey, you know, so and because they get a nervous energy. That's what Gutfeld does for me. I sense him working real hard to make you laugh or to make you feel how smart he is or how clever he is. Clever comedy is just clever. When people just riff and you're just like, dang, he just blew that dude out of the water, man. Look at, oh, you know, that's the comedy, or that's the quips that get you. You know, when you go, now that dude is witty. You do not want to get in a battle with him, right? So that's what I'm talking about. And I don't think Gutfeld has it. But anyway, he's got this new show, and it got 1.69 million views. I think it debuted at 11 o'clock Eastern. And it was meant to go up against the comedy hacks of the left. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want Gutfeld representing the comedy on the right. He's not the guy. Now, people go, Kevin, you're just mad. It has nothing to do with that. I don't have anything against Gutfeld. I think he's a bit of an egomaniac because he's short and he's got short men's syndrome. It's not that I'm super tall, but I don't really care. I feel 6'4". But Gutfeld knows he's 5 feet tall, and he acts like it. You know, everything's caught up in that. And there's a bunch of ego that goes with it. I'm telling you firsthand, you want some inside baseball, I'm going to give it to you. I would say this to Gutfeld's face. So, you know, I don't wish him any bad luck with the show, but I'm telling you, I listened to they were like, oh, you got to hear the monologue, Kevin, you got to hear the monologue. So I listened to it, and it was humorous. But let me tell you what late night TV is missing. It's missing people that really look for the humor in life, not just the humor in politics. It's everything that's going on and putting all of it into some context. This is just another late night talk show that's trying to push back against the left by going political. Johnny Carson didn't do politics, was so not part of the game. You know, the guy, Jay Leno, yes, occasionally you got into politics, but it was pretty much just anecdotal. Most of the time he was looking at the funny parts of life, and he was brilliant at it. That's why we still talk about Carson. There is no comparison to Gutfeld and Carson. Zero. Carson was genuinely interested in the people. It didn't matter. We didn't even care about the politics of the person he was interviewing. Johnny could just interview some. Go back and look at Johnny interviewing. I love his interview with Bobby Fischer, but the one he did with Angie Dickinson. Oh my gosh. But you could hardly find a bad interview with Johnny Carson because he knew what to ask, and his comic timing was impeccable, and it wasn't political. Gutfeld's doing a watered-down version of Bill Maher on the right, and it's not even as entertaining, I hate to say it. It's just not the piece I saw. He's a good writer. He's a clever writer. He's a clever dude, but we ought to do better. If we're going to challenge the left, it isn't by, you know, rolling out Fox hacks and trying to convince ourselves that this guy's going to replace Johnny Carson. How about we find somebody that really understands comedy and put them in that seat? Well, that's what we're going to do. Anyway, we'll be back here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You guys are aware there is a, I don't know which channel it is, but it's a major news channel. And they have a George Floyd trial thing up all day since that trial has started. I mean, I don't know if it lasts all day, but when you go on there, you know, you're looking at your cable guide or whatever, it'll say Derek Chauvin trial and the murder of George Floyd or something like that. It doesn't say murder, but there's something along those lines. It says something like that. Welcome back to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. We live in a time where it is national news that a dude who was on fentanyl and meth or something, various drugs, cocaine, meth, whatever, and he gets himself killed, and we have it as front-facing news, and the nation waits on this case as if it's some big deal. I just want you to put it in perspective. A guy passes a bogus $20 bill at a grocery store. Cops go to arrest him. Big dude, 6'8", you know, who knows how much he weighs, but he's a big guy. They ask him to give himself up. He won't do it. They take him to the ground. gets a knee on his neck that doesn't kill him. He's got all kinds of underlying conditions. I mean, for all intents and purposes, if I was Derek Chauvin, I'd say he died of COVID. Maybe that would end the case. He died of COVID, man. Oh, okay. All, it's all good. Or Chauvin should say he's black for the sake of the trial. He's a black woman. Oh, or and a Guatemalan midget. Why not? I mean, there's lots of defenses the man has, including the truth. Okay. But we are waiting here for a case of a dude who got himself killed. And it's national news. People know the names of the officer involved. And we know the name of the perp. And he's replaced Michael Brown. Now, maybe that's a good thing because Michael Brown Jr. takes a back seat. And now we're all talking about George Floyd. But it just goes to show you how bad the situation in America has gotten when a dude who got himself killed is front news on cable. I'm not talking about cable access. I'm talking about CNN or one of these big channels dedicated to this trial. Here's what I read, and this is a couple days old, but it's still worth repeating. So it's an article. It says, prosecutors are now asking the jury to effectively dismiss the findings of the only official autopsy in the case and insist, contrary to those findings, that Floyd died from asphyxia or lack of oxygen. Some new disclosures may make that claim more difficult for the prosecution. Here's what they write. Continue. Last week, Special Prosecutor Jerry Blackwell admitted to jurors that Hennepin County Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Andrew Baker pointed to the cardiac arrest as Floyd's cause of death. However, he insisted that the state would prove that it was not a fatal heart event, but asphyxiation. That's what he said. It's a bold move, the writer writes, since it could invite reasonable doubt on the cause of death. The question is whether a case of manslaughter could have been advanced without the need of opposing the state's own coroner on such findings. The failure of Chauvin to respond to a medical emergency speaks more to manslaughter than murder, but it could be framed consistently with these findings. Instead, the prosecution has asked the jury to effectively reject the coroner's findings, which is a risky maneuver. Now, here are the key elements to the case, in case you haven't been following it, and I haven't. I'll be honest with you. When called to the scene due to Floyd's allegedly passing counterfeit money, Floyd denied using drugs, but later said he was hooping or taking drugs. The autopsy did not conclude that Floyd died from asphyxiation, though a family pathologist made that finding. Rather, it found cardiopulmonary arrest while being restrained by law enforcement officers. The state's criminal complaint against Chauvin said the autopsy revealed no physical findings that support a diagnosis of traumatic asphyxia or strangulation. So that knee to the neck, that the picture that made the rounds, that had everybody, including conservatives, going, oh my God, jumping to conclusions, had nothing to do with it. Oh my gosh, I can't believe this. I'm reading this for the first time. It says, Floyd had underlying health conditions, including coronary artery disease and hypertension. He was also Wu flu positive. Who knew when I was joking about it? Oh my gosh. Andrew Baker, Hennepin County's chief medical officer, strongly suggested that the primary cause was a huge amount of fentanyl in Floyd's system. And they go on to tell you how much. He says, this is higher than a chronic pain patient. If he were found dead at home alone and no other apparent causes, this could be acceptable to call an OD. He had enough fentanyl in his system for it to be declared an overdose. The toxicology report also on Floyd's blood also noted that in fatalities from fentanyl, blood concentrations are variable and have been reported as low as 3, and they give you the, I guess, nanograms per milliliter. Floyd had almost 4 times that level, which is considered lethal, potentially lethal. Floyd notably repeatedly said that he could not breathe while sitting in a police cruiser and before he was ever restrained on the ground. This is consistent with the level of fentanyl in his system that can cause slowed or stopped breathing. Floyd's lungs were 2 to 3 times the normal size and filled with fluid. Did the cops stuff a water hose down his lungs or what? Pulmonary edema is a condition caused by excess fluid in the lungs, and it is symptomatic of an opioid overdose, according to the Mayo Clinic. Look, this is one of these things where it just has me shaking my head. There are people who want to see billions of dollars of damage done. Forget the fact that the Floyd family's gotten $27 million for a case where this dude didn't do the right thing. We live in a time, folks, where we reward bad behavior. Do you raise your kids that way? When they throw tantrums, do you go, oh, well, now if you're going to throw a tantrum, let's give you what you want. This is insane. They said, finally, the restraint using an officer's knee on an uncooperative suspect was part of the training of officers. And jurors will watch training videotapes employing the same types of restraint as official policy. I talked about this the other day. I said, this is a no-win situation. Oh, it's a win-win for the left. It's a win-win. Because if Chauvin is exonerated, as he should be, then they're going to say, no justice, no peace, and there'll be riots, and the left will create chaos, because that's what they love. If it doesn't happen, if Chauvin is convicted, it'll be, see, we got another dirty cop off the street, and the leftist narrative wins either way. This is pathetic. Do you understand how bad it is when we can't live by the rule of law, when people can't get true justice in this country because of skin color or whatever? Wait until I tell you what United's doing. And you can be the judge of just how friendly the skies are with this new policy they've implemented.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
HHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is visiting the U.S.-Mexico border today. He'll stop in El Paso and McAllen, Texas. Now, no press is allowed with the HHS Secretary Mayorkas. Mayorkas is set to meet with stakeholders and non-government organizations. Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw slams the Biden administration over the border crisis.
Let's disabuse ourselves of the notion that they're incompetent. They're not incompetent. They're willfully doing this. And we need to create the public pressure and the backlash so that they stop and that they reverse course.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. President Biden is taking some executive actions aimed at curbing gun violence. This follows last month's deadly shootings in Georgia and Colorado. Biden calling gun violence a public health crisis and an international embarrassment. You're listening to USA Radio News. Some welcome news regarding COVID-19 vaccines.
As the California coronavirus variant continues to spread across the Golden State since May of 2020, new research suggests that several vaccines could continue to provide an effective defense against it. The findings were published Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine. In another paper, scientists in Israel examined the antibody responses in blood samples from six healthcare workers who had been infected and later received one dose of the Pfizer vaccine. They found their immune systems kicked in against the original virus and the UK, Brazilian, and South African variants. Scientists want to quash these variants as fast as possible by vaccinating the population. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The National Association of Realtors is releasing its list of the best 10 cities for first-time home buyers, and four of them are in the Midwest. Bloomington, Illinois, number one, followed by Iowa City and Kalamazoo, Michigan, for a sweep of the top three. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So in the investigation with respect to Mr. Schnatter, very similar to what the government would do and particularly what the FBI would do for a background investigation. When the FBI agents conduct that background, one of the most important goals for them is to determine what the person's reputation is. In terms of reputation, we spoke to people who knew Mr. Schnatter for 40 years or more, and our conclusion was based on reputation, based on people we interviewed, documentation, research in the media, well before the comments in 2017 and 2018, there was no indication that Mr. Schnatter evidenced any racial bias in his statements, in his conduct, in the way he conducted himself. And that was confirmed by all the different factors that we looked at, but predominantly reputation. We looked at the allegations and some press reports that said that in the earnings call on November 1st, 2017, Mr. Schnatter complained and criticized the NFL players, particularly the African-American players who were protesting or kneeling down during the course of the game or the pregame activities. So that was the allegation. And if you read some of these articles, including some mainstream articles, that's what they report. We found that to be just completely inaccurate. So if you read the transcript, it's not very long and not very complicated. He doesn't even mention the NFL players, doesn't even make a reference to the protests. What he does consistently is he criticizes the NFL leadership. He says they need to solve this problem to the satisfaction of the players. So unfortunately, the mainstream articles that reported him criticizing the protests and the NFL players, they weren't just wrong, they were dead wrong.
That was former FBI Director Louis Freeh talking about Papa John's. If you guys remember, Papa John's got ran out of his own business for lies. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, where you can find out more about what we do. So they ran this man away from his own company, a company that he founded. Remember, he was the face of his own company, Papa John's. You can probably see his face when I say it because it's still an iconic image. Guy from Louisville, Kentucky, friend of a friend. I know of him through one of my good friends, Vince. And he got railroaded. And I'm telling you, I say this all the time on this radio show. If you white folks out there listening, if you let this continue, your kids will never feel safe in any environment that they work in. Certainly if they work in a company, that there will be a ceiling for your child, for your white child in any company. Because it doesn't matter how competent they are, that these new woke CEOs that are out there, and this, all these kids getting diversity, equity, and inclusion degrees, that is a degree in racism and sexism. And what they're doing is they're coming out into the world and they are attacking all of culture. It's everywhere. Look, I said this in my book, Race Pimping. You should get it. You should get a copy of it just to help me get rid of them, a few that are left, and give them away. I jokingly said, if you don't learn how to become black in this new America, I wrote this book 5 years ago, whatever, 6 years ago, as a joke. And everything I put in there came to pass. Now, I wrote it as a warning joke because I knew what was happening. And this is exactly what's happening. So Papa John gets fired and over lies. He never criticized the black players. He criticized the management and the football by saying, look, guys, you better run your businesses differently. Let me tell you what they did to John Schlatter. They took his name off of everything in Louisville. They did not just kick him out of his company. They took him off of every charitable thing he'd ever done. They did what they could to destroy him. That's how it works. I've warned you, and I'm going to get into this other story, but I've warned many people. I said, can you imagine being a competent white male, doing everything by the book? You study hard. Maybe you're a student athlete. You might even be a Christian, for goodness sake. And you go into a company expecting a meritocracy to be there. And the last thing that is going to happen is meritocracy. They're going to bump you. They're going to bump people over you that are less qualified and so on and so forth. And you're going to be expected to take it. So let me tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to walk you through this scenario just a little bit. Because, see, leftists don't know how to go to the end of a scenario. But conservatives do. So you've got this brilliant white male who goes to work at a company and he can do his job. He's a great engineer, a great architect, a great scientist or whatever. And he's constantly being stepped over. Let me tell you what he will do. If he doesn't succumb to the snowflake, weak-kneed, woke, sissy generation of the left, he will leave that company. He will form his own company. And then he will go back into that company that he left, and he will consult with them for three times what he was making, maybe more. And as he's consulting with them, he'll talk to more people because he doesn't have to. He's no longer now restricted by all of the shackles of being woke. So he can just go in and ask questions, and they say, well, we'll go after you or whatever. He'll go, fine. Because your company needed me. They brought me in here. I'm not here to talk about your political correct BS. I'm just going to come in here and do my job. Now, either you want it or you don't, because I'm uniquely qualified to do it. And if you don't believe me, then go back and look at the inventions of the world. Do you think that white folks are stealing these inventions from Africa? Are they stealing these inventions from Central and South America? People come to America to steal our ideas, our concepts, everything. And they're not stealing it from mostly black folks. They're stealing it from a lot of white people. I talked earlier in another show about the Bourne legacy and all the study that's going on in the human genome and the study of virology and epidemiology. Let me tell you something, folks. It is not a bunch of minority. I'm not saying that there aren't minorities in these fields, and I'm certainly not saying we're not qualified to be in these fields, not by a long shot. But what I'm telling you is you remove white men from the equation, and you're not on the moon. You're not, you're still in the vacuum tube ages of TV. There's a reason why. Look, I'm not saying they're any smarter. Not by a long shot. I don't know why some white dude invented the transistor. I don't know why some white dude invented the integrated circuit. I don't know some white dude decided, you know what, I can put all this together and make a computer. I can figure this out. I don't know what drives that kind of thought, but here's what I do know. It only happens in America. In places where freedom exists. I'm not saying other countries don't do stuff. But you take America out of the equation and the drugs that exist don't exist. I know there's companies, Bayer, Kevin, it's a German company or it's a whatever company, and there's all these beautiful companies being developed here, whatever. Take America out. Take away the theft of our IP, that's intellectual property, and most of those countries don't even, they can't invent anything. That the technology is here. Look, I admire these other countries and what they do. I'm a huge fan of Israel and what the Jews do. These people hold more patents than anybody except the United States. But admittedly, a lot of that tech is stolen from the United States. Yes, our Jewish brothers and sisters are stealing tech, going, refining it, and doing better with it. Good for them. But don't act like it isn't originating here. The things originate here because we think differently as Americans. And let me tell you, if I'm going to build a team of thinkers, and, you know, in other words, Facebook and Google, they can surround themselves with anybody. How woke is Facebook going to be? How woke is Apple? How woke is Google? Apparently not woke enough because Jesse Jackson wanted to sue them. They violate every tenet of Department of Labor and EEOC with respect to the number of women, the number of minorities, and blah, blah, blah. Because they believe in a meritocracy. And so do I. If I was going to start a tech company, I'd go find me a bunch of white Jewish men. That's who I'd go hire. Not because there's not qualified blacks or whatever. If you can compete with them, come go at it, dude. But if you ask me, Kevin, who are you going to get to handle your money? Who are you going to get to do such a? I know where I'm running. Now, if I need marketing, I might go to some black folks. Get what I'm saying? I'm not making any apologies. When we get into this next story, though, you're going to really understand where I was headed with all of this and why I wanted to feature John Slaughter, Papa John. Because we better get woke in America, and I'm not talking about the way they want you to get woke.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So I talked last segment about John Schlatter, Papa John, railroad. At the FBI said the board essentially got rid of this guy, misquoting him, built an entire media frenzy around what he didn't say, forced him out. And not only did they force him out, they painted him as a racist, and they took everything in Kentucky down that had that guy's name on it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So you wonder why you have a little bit of fear of being called racist or whatever? That's why you have it. I have a guy I'm going to introduce you guys to. His name is Michael, one of the most brightest dudes I've ever met. And this, we were talking about it, you know, because I said, Michael, I want to do a lot with you, man. He says, yeah, Kev, let's do it. I said, but I got to let you know, it could impact you. He says, Kevin, he goes, I'm immune. I forget how he put it, but he goes, I'm immune to cancel culture. You know, this is a dude that's brilliant. He's a database guy. He goes, essentially what he was saying is, I'm so good at my job that I'm not worried about it. See, I'm the same way. People, Kevin, man, what about this or that? Yeah, would I love to be making $1 million in radio? Like, now more, a lot more than that, like Bongino or, yeah. But I'm immune because the lifestyle that I live, I can pretty much live it out this way without having to worry too much. You get too high on the horse, you can get knocked off and things can go bad quickly. But I'm immune. I'm very good at what I do. When I'm, by the way, I'm not a radio guy, in case people want. Kevin, you always talk about you don't make any money on radio. No, I don't. But I'm not a radio guy. So that's not what I'm good at. You know what? Let me tell you what I'm good at. I had a conversation with a company the other day. They said, holy crap, dude, where do you come up with this? Will you be our president? They literally asked me to be the president of the organization. Probably going to do it. I mean, I'm still going to do this, but I'm just saying, I have conversations with companies all the time. The first thing out of their mouths is, okay, where do we sign up to get, and I, you know what I do? I have staffers that will back me up on this. I tell people, let me get you on the right path. I'm just going to have a 30-minute conversation with you. I'm going to get your company on the right path. You know what they say every time? Well, Kevin, listen, why don't you join us and we'll pay you? And I go, nah, I don't think so. Let me just help you get on the right path, and then I'm going to decline your offer because I'm too busy doing some other stuff. It happens. My staffers know this. So I'm good at what I do. And like my buddy Michael, try to cancel me. Now, I'm going to shoot for higher. We are, because I have the team to do it. We're already in the process of doing this stuff. But I'm just letting you know, we're uncancelable. And you don't know this, but you are too. You just got to figure that out. I'm willing to help you. I can't run your company. I'm not going to become the president of you. You can only be that, but I'm going to help you. Anyway, joining in the chorus of leftist insanity, United Airlines has announced this initiative. And here's what they said. It's a diversity initiative. Our flight deck should reflect the diverse group of people on board planes, our planes every day. That's why we plan for 50% of the 5,000 pilots we train in the next decade to be women or people of color. Learn more and apply now. Let's see how safe the friendly woke skies are, folks, as woke action replaces affirmative action in selecting pilots. See, I'm okay with the meritocracy. I don't know about you. But don't let my zeal for life interfere with United Airlines wokeness. Social media responded after United Airlines posted that stupid tweet. And a guy named Trevor Slade wrote this. Unbelievably, no major airline has ever hired a member of the blind community to pilot one of their aircraft. Will United Airlines be the first to break the glass ceiling and for all? Anti-blind bigotry has no place in the airline industry or anywhere else in society. See, that's people scoffing at the idea that you're going to take something so precious, like my life going up into the air, and you're going to minimize it by telling me you're not going to take the best? By the way, I'd like to see a few members of Congress jump on that woke airline. Take that leap, folks. Fly the first commercial flight of a blind pilot. Kerry Smith nails this stupidity, calling it racist and sexist. She wrote, this is both race, sexist and racist towards everyone. Women and people of color don't need your handouts as if they can't achieve on their own. And men and white people don't deserve discrimination because of their sex and race. It's sick that you're proud of this. Sexist and racist towards everyone. She's 100% correct. So United decided they wanted to put it into context. So they tweeted this. All the highly qualified candidates we accept into the academy, regardless of race or sex, except don't be a white male, will have met or exceeded the standards we set for admittance. So what they're saying is, we're going to make 50% of our pilots that, and we're going to go out and we're going to make that happen. Okay, maybe they will. Maybe they will. I'm going to encourage people to, yes, go find young black men and women who maybe have come up in tougher circumstances and help them live bigger. Help them think bigger. One of my favorite quotes, I believe it's Descartes. It's either Thoreau or Descartes, who said, "The mind once expanded never regains its original shape." Show these young black kids another way. But here's the thing. Make sure that they want it. Find their passion in it. Don't go do it because you say, well, he's a mediocre pilot, but it's kind of like this commercial that's running with the black comedian. I forget his name, but he's funny. Tracy, what's his face? Anyway, he says, "Do you want it kind of is good, or it might be better, you know, whatever." And he shows the different scenarios of, you know, with a bear, do you run or do you not run? Things like that. It's essentially the same thing. You know, do you want the best or do you want okay as a pilot? Do you want the best surgeon or do you want just okay? You know, do you want the best at a five-star restaurant or do you just want okay? And I could go on. Because in most cases, particularly where life and death are involved, you want the best. I want you to imagine how people will look at a non-white male or a female pilot going forward at United based on that tweet. See, because I was under the impression that United was already hiring the best pilots. And if they had suddenly, if I see two or three more black pilots or white pilots or female pilots or whatever, or Latino, forget the white ones because we can't talk about them. I would just go, hey, it's interesting. I'm seeing a lot more Latino or female or whatever. Let me tell you how I presently, and maybe you differ with me, people that listen to the Kevin Jackson Network here, but I go to the airport. I see pilots of all ilk as I'm walking through the airport. And you know what I see? I don't care whether it's Southwest, American, United, or whatever, Lufthansa. When I see somebody in that pilot uniform that is legit, not Leonardo DiCaprio playing the role, I go, I'll jump on that plane. In America, I don't feel uncomfortable getting on a plane no matter who my pilot is. I've flown with female pilots, black pilots, not as many as you might think, but I don't think about it. Every now and then I glance in the cockpit and I'm, you know, generally speaking, it's going to be a white guy. I don't care. I want competence. I want to make sure. Like I was telling Melissa, I want Scully. What's the dude that landed the plane in the Hudson? I want that dude piloting my plane, except let's land on the runway. But you get what I'm saying. And I don't think you look at a female pilot. I can tell you, I have flown with a female pilot. I didn't even give it 2 seconds of thought. I was like, oh, we got a female pilot this time. It was it. So I don't want to look at my next series of pilots and go, I don't know. Anyway, this one guy, he responded, he says, "They can't define a person of color, so it will be interesting to see what happens with this. If a white man says he's 10% Indian, will they count him or will they demand DNA test records? Will they count Semitic Jews as color or white? It's going to be a mess." He's right. And what about people, you know, I just think you should stop checking the ethnicity and the gender boxes. That'll solve most of America's problems because the left say race and gender are fluid. So make them live that lie. This is where these graduate degrees in diversity, equity, and inclusion are going, folks. You better wake up, America, but not in that woke way.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.